It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight we try a new concept for the 10 o'clock hour. We've decided that we'd like to honor some of the great performers and writers and comedians that are here in this town. It's amazing how much talent we have available in Chicago and how much of it is available to this show. So starting tonight, we're going to use Wednesdays at 10 o'clock for a new segment called Character Flaws. In it, we're going to bring you sketch comedy, characters, bits, of course, improv. It's going to be a fun ride. So sit back and enjoy. I'll host it and participate a little bit, of course. Yeah, this is a little bit of what I do. Okay. As a matter of fact, tonight we'll bring you comedy from Schadenfreude, the Chicago sketch group that I've been involved with for over 15 years here in town. So that means we're going to hear from Adam Witt, Kate James, and Sandy Marshall, regulars on the show that you've heard throughout the time. They're going to come back, do some stuff tonight. So let's do it. It's called Character Flaws, an hour of fun and games in the theater of your mind, here on The Download on WGN. Well, you know, it's just after 10 o'clock, so you know what we need to know? We need to know what's on the news. I mean, that's really what's competing, you know, with The Download, the 10 o'clock news. So I think it's appropriate to start the hour with the 10 o'clock news at 10 on Channel 10, a promo with anchor Don Braunschweiger. Don, thanks for joining us. What's on the 10 o'clock news at 10 on 10 tonight?
Thank you very much, Justin. Tonight at 10 on the 10 o'clock news at 10. Debate drought. America enters day three of a forced fast. Americans desperate for the same opinion stated differently reaches critical mass. Will the National Guard be called in to debate whether the Bible should be taught in schools? Find out tonight. And war. Now that Star Wars is no longer king of the box office, 10-10 at 10 will keep you on top of the latest cinema trends and showcase some fun costumes your kids can wear this Halloween from The Revenant. And lottery fever. Do you have it? Does anyone you know? We'll show you how to spot the signs and find out how susceptible you are to catching it and how easily it can lead to lottery murder. Also, we'll take the fun out of sports. The Super Bowl may seem like a fun game of pigskin, but we'll meet some local pigs who aren't laughing one bit, Tom Brady. Then 10-10 at 10 gives you the lowdown on politics. Does Hillary Clinton have what it takes to be America's first president who's named that? And controversy. Donald Trump says something so inflammatory he's sure media outlets will take the bait. Well, 10 News will see about that in part 17 of our 45-part series. And my coffee cup. Who took it? I put it in the drying rack, not in the washer. It has the words "Journalists do it" on the front page written in bright red. I just don't see why there would be any confusion. We'll have all this and weather on the 10s, sports on the 5s, traffic every single minute in the time right now. It's 10:15, 16 at your source for all the time, news, sports, weather, traffic, poetry slams, stamp collecting, emojis, and events so current you'll swear they just happened. The 10 o'clock news, Toshiba teleprompters. Oh, sorry, read too far.
There you go. Adam Witt, Don Braunschweiger, the 10 o'clock news at 10 on 10. Giving us a promo because everybody wants to know what's on the news, right? Adam Witt is a performer, of course, from Chicago, lives in Los Angeles right now. We'll have more coming up. Protest organizer tells us how to effectively get people to come out to protest. And we got to check in with Wrigleyville residents about the latest. The Cubs are not going to be able to secure Addison and Clark on game days. The city said no, there still will be traffic. And Wrigleyville residents, well, maybe not residents, but Wrigleyville fans are mad. Stay with us. It's Character Flaws on The Download.
I just want a big part in your life. I just want a big part in your life.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, you know, protests continue over all sorts of social issues. You're seeing it pop up, and it seems like every weekend here in Chicago, there's something happening downtown around the area. One person who's been a part of this has been local student, college student Jenna Thompson. She's been organizing protests and doing things from her campus. With us now to explain how these protests come together, it's the Download's protest organizer, Jenna Thompson. Hi, Jenna.
Hi, Justin. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this because, you know, amazed at how you get people out. How do you get the message out that there's going to be a protest?
That is a great question. I feel like growing up in Winnetka, I was exposed to a lot. And so I have this responsibility to give back. So I enjoy social protest, right, as a way to keep people in line. We are the watchdogs. Who's watching the watchdogs, right? So the first key is to sort of reach out and get a community that is supportive, okay, excitable, and ready to take action.
Okay, well, all right, that's where we're at. Mm-hmm. So how do you get those people who may be willing to come out to a protest?
Right. Well, first of all, you want to find them, right? Because you want people that are, like, ready to engage. You want people that are going to show up,
right,
people that have a voice and an opinion.
No, okay, so let's say you got all that,
mm-hmm,
but how do you get them to the protest?
Couple ways. Social media, yes, but you have to get specific. So, like, for instance, I might start a Twitter handle for a specific protest that I am forming, and then I invite people to follow me at that Twitter handle. And then I might tweet something out about the protest, and I might ask my followers to retweet. And then if they retweet, their followers then see that tweet. And then maybe somebody will then start to follow the original handle. Because you want people that are, like, excitable, people that are, like, fed up, people that want to make a difference.
Right, right. No, okay, well, Twitter just being one of the areas, I mean, can you use other, like, the Snapchats and Instagrams?
Absolutely. Facebook, huge, huge for us. So what you want to do is start a group, you know, a Facebook group,
sure,
or a dedicated page. And what you want to do is, like, go to the top right-hand corner of that page on Facebook,
uh-huh,
and find the little thing that says start a Facebook group,
uh-huh,
and then you click on that and it'll ask you, like, what do you want to be called? So then you'll name it something that's going to invite people that are proactive, people that have a say, people that are, like, wanting an outlet, right? So you want to pick something that ignites that, something like protest group or group of protesters or protest coming or this is the upcoming protest.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Moving, let's get to when you're actually at the protest site,
mm-hmm,
and you're organizing and you're one of the speakers. What do you do to effectively protest when you're there, when you're in the moment, not
okay,
after you've been used social media to get there?
Great.
How do you...
question. Yeah. Thank yeah. you for that question. It's all about the music. The soundtrack is what we want to use as sort of the catalyst for the change that we are
okay.
proposing. So I always like to envision that, like, it's 40 years in the future and CNN is doing a look back at the early aughts, the early teens, right? And they're putting together that documentary. What is the soundtrack that they use, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's so easy for us to identify the songs that were big in the 60s. They always underlay all of that footage. So my job as a protest organizer, before even naming what we are protesting about, is to set the tone. So what song is going to be playing? What are people hearing? Then I make sort of an MP3 or a track list, or I share sort of a mix of songs with people just to ignite interest. Because, again, you want this music to speak to people that are proactive, people that are looking to create change, be change agents.
Right. So you're at home and you make playlists.
Yes, but it's so much more than that.
Oh, okay. What about, you know, chants and signs and
signs.
And drums and things
mm-hmm.
like that? Yeah.
Signs, that is a really, really great point. You want your signs to be vague enough so that you can use them across multiple platforms. So, for instance, one of my best signs is, this is the change we want now, right? Because what could that be for? That could be for a million things, right? So you want it to be vague enough that anybody walking by who isn't a part of this protest feels invited, feels safe, and feels included. I want people to look at my signs and go, great point. This is the change we wanted now. So that's kind of, you know, but it doesn't have to be that. It can be, now here's the change we wanted, or this is the change we were talking about, comma, now, or now let's look at change.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It can be a million things. But the key is, I want to be able to bust out that sign at a moment's notice. I don't necessarily have to plan or get out my supplies to be like, customizing, like saying a name, that's going to take a lot of time.
Right,
like if I have to
right.
name people on a sign.
Okay. Well, the downloads, protest organizer, and I thank you for coming in, Jenna. This
thank
is great.
You.
Anything else we need to know about how to put on an effective protest?
Yeah. I would say you have to look at how you live your life. It's not just that moment when you're marching down that block of, you know, Michigan Avenue. It is how you live off protest time, too. So, for instance, I am very proud of the fact that I am a green person. I have a small carbon footprint. If I am going to ask for change, I feel like I have to be the change. So I don't eat any animals. I don't eat any fish. Some people are like, that's an animal, Jenna. And I'm like, well, it feels different because it's always separated when people are like, I'm vegetarian, but I eat fish.
Sure.
So none of that. I do none of that. I also live in the dark. I don't turn on lights at all, ever. So when the sun goes down at 3:30 in the winter, I go to bed and I have basic cable. So like I am not polluting the airwaves with any of that like Top Chef, you know, let's flip this home. And I also exclusively go to the bathroom in a Trader Joe's bag.
The Downloads protest organizer, Jenna Thompson. Jenna, thanks so much for giving
us insight. Thank you. And I would like to invite everybody to meet me at an undisclosed area. We're going to figure out where that is, probably by a monument, probably sometime this week, to probably protest something super crazy that's happening. I want a big part in your life. A walk on would be fine.
There you go. Kate James is a performer in Chicago. Everybody seems to know Kate, and she will be actually moving to Los Angeles come February. More to come here. Our new segment, Character Flaws, hashtag Character Flaws on Twitter. We will be, we'll take a break. We'll get the news. After the news, we're going to hear from a Cubs fan who thinks it was a bad idea that the city did not shut down Addison and Clark. Todd Voorhees will join us to talk about his plan, the alternative plan to what the city and the Cubs were offering. Stay with us. Well, a big announcement yesterday that actually hurts the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs were asking for a security perimeter to close down Addison and Clark Street during game days. Well, it turns out that the city said no. The Cubs are obviously disappointed, but you know who else is disappointed? Chicago Cubs fans. Here to represent the fans is the senior ambassador for Chicago Cubdom, one of the biggest Cubs fans we know, Wrigleyville resident meathead Todd Voorhees. Todd, thanks for coming down.
Wrigleyville! What's up, Justin? As you said, my name is Todd Voorhees. I'm 25 years old. I work at the Duraflame Corporation as Senior Vice President of Sales. I work about 2 days a week, make about $300,000 a year. I've got a sweet pad at LaSalle and Madison, and I'm a big Dave Matthews fan. So I'm a pretty unique individual.
Yeah, very unique. So talk about this. I mean, what's your reaction to the idea that the city is not going to shut down Addison and Clark?
Con all the way. The basic proposal that we had for this street closure was take all the residents of Wrigleyville, ship them outside of that area. So we're looking at a bolted down box from the lake all the way to Western and then Irving all the way down to Fullerton. We go so far as Western because really nothing happens past Western anyway. So I take all the residents of Wrigleyville, move them out, and turn the entire area into a few things.
Wow,
a place
that's
where we can sell some more bats, a big trough, and then area for the Dave Matthews cover bands.
Wow, so this would just be, this is your plan, your alternate plan is you don't think that it went far enough. You want to make it the entire north side of the city.
That's exactly right. It didn't go far enough. They needed to go five times farther.
Why? Why? What's the problem with having people live close by the park?
It's not good for the overall community of the Wrigleyville vibe. You're inviting the 24-hour party people. You have a Cubs game, and you're going to have fans like myself who are expecting that 36-hour party to go on and on and on. We're colliding every single day with your residents of Southport, with your residents of Greenview, with your residents of Bell. It's just not appropriate anymore. We're getting people telling us to be quiet. We're getting people telling us to behave. Telling us to turn down songs like Best of What's Around, songs like Ants Marching, songs like Satellite.
And you refuse to do that.
They won't do it.
I mean, they may have a point. They live there and it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Maybe it's time to turn the music down.
Cubs fans' lives matter.
Right. Cubs fans' lives do matter. So, Todd, it's almost impossible for this plan to come into place, but I am intrigued. on the different sectors. So you said one of the sectors will be just a place where they sell the little bats.
So the bats. Let's take these one by one and unpack those. Mm-hmm. So you have the little bats. We're going to sell some more of them.
Okay, so you need a big area for that.
A big area. You got your different kind of inflatable bats, your wooden bats, your aluminum bats, your plastic bats for the kids. You've got your make-a-bat, which is a whole area where you can make your own bat. There's a lot of different types of bats.
Okay, and then the second area would be what you said, a Dave Matthews cover band area.
That's a Dave Matthews cover band area. It's basically a dedicated area of this very large Wrigleyville enhanced community to specific members of Dave Matthews cover bands. Bands like The Satellites, bands like The Best of What's Arounds, bands like The Ants Marchings, bands like The Jimmy Things, bands like The Crash Into Me's, Soul Asylum.
And Soul Asylum, right, of course. And then the third area, you said, is a trough.
That's right. And there's really no big design behind that other than it's just one big giant trough.
Well, it sounds like you, as a representative of Cub fans, have an idea of what you want to do with the neighborhood. Do you think that you get any support, any of the aldermen listening to you, and maybe this could come true? We could displace thousands of Chicagoans to make sure that Wrigley is truly a playground?
We've identified a number of key members of the aldermanic community. One of the new tactics we're working on is basically posting comments to Cubs fans' threads with a call to action for them to also notify those same aldermen in a really hyper-specific area, a couple of keywords. But we also, you know, through a couple of inner channels, I don't want to go into details, but do have a direct phone line to the mayor's office. So I do think that we'll see some changes in the future, which are pretty intriguing and, frankly, kind of game-changing. But I think for now, we're just going to kind of fight the good fight. You know, once again, we're going for a lot of bats, a lot of Dave Matthews cover bands, and one huge trough. We're partnering with the company AlderTrack with Mike Fouché. You might know him. He's been really helpful and instrumental in introducing us to some key members of the community. So I feel pretty confident that in a week or two, we'll be pretty good to go.
I guess I have to ask the question, you know, there's so many different bars on Clark Street. They're starting to shut down Sheffield, where it's just going to be a walking sort of pedestrian area.
Yep.
There's a lot of different places for Cub fans to really have that Disney-like feel.
Yep.
Why do you need more space?
Because the more space that we have, the more space that we need. It's kind of like that Boyle's Law, you know, the molecules of gas in a closed vessel. We just need the bigger vessel. It's pretty simple science. The other answer is that I think from an enterprise perspective, we can always grow sales. We have our regular targets, but then our stretch targets. We think if we're growing the bat sales community in the Cornelia area, why not go ahead and expand that? One of the things we're looking at doing is pushing all the residents out of Lakeview and Wicker Park farther west so that we can turn that area into one big wing tent.
Hmm. So it'd be one, would it just be hot wings with buffalo or a lot of different flavors?
Yeah, you're way ahead of me. I mean, we're talking buffalo, mm-hmm. barbecue, mm-hmm. raspberry, mm-hmm. teriyaki,
oh, wow.
ranch, plain.
Oh, plain. That's good.
Lightly breaded. There's a gluten-free option. Might want to even go orange. Our plan for Roscoe Village is to get everybody out of there, and we're going to bring a bunch of old players in to sign autographs.
Oh, so it'll be like an autograph area, right?
It's like an autograph station
okay.
with what's now Roscoe Village. So you've got Tuffy Rhodes, Vance Law, Rhino, Andre Dawson, mm-hmm. Mark Grace,
okay.
Kirby Puckett,
yeah,
Bud Black.
Kirby's dead, but...
Vince Coleman. Willie McGee.
So a lot of these guys aren't
Ozzie
Cubs.
Smith.
They're not...
Jose Canseco.
They're just 80s... You're just
Barry Bonds.
80s players here.
Tony Gwynn.
Okay. Tony Gwynn's dead.
Yeah, we'll do holograms. Then we can also sell some of those Beavis and Butthead mirrors. And Belmont and Clark will stay the same because it's so cool.
The biggest Cubs fan, the Wrigleyville meathead, Todd Voorhees, with his plan to say the Cubs aren't going far enough. It shouldn't just be Addison and Clark. It should be the whole north side of Chicago. Todd, thanks for coming down and sharing your viewpoint.
Thank you. One quick question for you, Justin. Did you want to get back on like having this be a dedicated segment every night so that we can continue to get our voice in front of this?
I think we're probably okay with just once.
So it's kind of a yes or sort of a soft yes?
Let's just say once.
Is this, I'm going to say that as a yes. Wrigleyville!
I don't understand that test. Can I speak for all the rest? I'm all in the lies. A lifetime's passed me by. What would you say?
Todd Voorhees, never disappoints. Thanks for stopping by. Todd Voorhees, of course, played by Sandy Marshall. Who works for Second City. He's actually based in Toronto now, but he's a longtime Chicagoan. So that's the plan Wednesday nights. I mean, the Wednesday night plan will be to bring you Character Flaws. Wednesday night, 10 to 11-ish. We'll end a little bit early tonight. This is our first one. But You know, this is where so many different performers lend their talents to the show, whether it be Susan Messing and Rachel Mason or TJ Shanoff, who's done a lot of bits for us, and Mike Makings and others involved in the Chicago comedy community. We will organize them and put them together on Wednesday nights at 10 in a segment we are calling Character Flaws. I think it went pretty well, Pete. What do you think? Did you like your big Todd Voorhees guy? You love Todd Voorhees. You're a Todd Voorhees guy.
He's my favorite. That guy is the best.
What I love about it is I was just on Twitter sort of saying Todd Voorhees wants to take Wrigleyville or Roscoe Village and make it a wing tent. And people are playing along. Like they're tweeting
coming up
back.
With their own ideas.
Yeah, so John said on Twitter, he said Todd Voorhees wants to shut down Lakeshore Drive and make it the Cubs' personal charter flight runway. It's perfect, right? That's exactly what it is. We should have, this should be a component of the shows. We should have the call in after about what would you do? What part of, you know, Chicago should the Cubs annex and what should they annex it for? That's a good one, you know?
Oh, man.
I feel like, yeah, and as he said, you know, to Western, because nothing after Western counts. You just said nothing except the airport, right? Anyway, Todd Voorhees, he'll be back, especially as we get into Cubs season here on Character Flaws every Wednesday night, 10 to 11.